It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Bruno with KRWG News. A New Mexico state lawmaker convicted of drunken driving is set to face sentencing before a judge today as she seeks re-election in November. A judge last week found Representative Monica Youngblood guilty of aggravated drunken driving after a short bench trial. The three-term Albuquerque Republican was arrested in May on suspicion of aggravated DWI during a checkpoint stop where she told an officer she was a state lawmaker who advocated for police. New Mexico's Attorney General's office has announced it's seeking an ethics committee review of Youngblood's conduct. A New Mexico state lawmaker is drafting gun safety legislation that would penalize adults for unlocked guns that fall into the hands of a minor, leading to injury or death. Democratic state lawmaker Representative Linda Trujillo announced Tuesday at a public school board meeting in Santa Fe that she plans to sponsor a child access prevention bill during the upcoming 2019 legislative session. New Mexico currently has no law specifically requiring gun owners to prevent access to firearms by children. A new report shows the economic benefits of hunting, angling, and wildlife viewing on Bureau of Land Management acres in a dozen states, including New Mexico. As Roz Brown with Public News Service reports, it totals $3 billion in economic output and over $421 million in tax revenue.
The research to determine spending on wildlife-related recreation tells the New Mexico story. Millions in salaries and wages, products and services sold, and state, local, and federal tax revenues. Todd Leahy with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation says wildlife-related activities are an equal or greater economic driver than many other industries.
This is huge. I would venture that sportsmen don't even know these numbers. $24 million in wages? Like, we sportsmen don't actually recognize and realize the contribution that we have on the economy, and this is just BLM land.
The report, released by the Pew Charitable Trust and multiple sportsmen's groups, shows wildlife-related recreation in 12 western states resulted in more than $3 billion in total economic output. I'm Roz Brown.
A local nonprofit is ending its operations after more than two decades. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Imagine you're an idealistic young college grad who's come to the borderlands to be a fellow with Border Servant Corps. You'll help a local nonprofit live in a house with other fellows and make enough to cover expenses. You're excited. One night, you and the others plan to discuss your spiritual paths at supper. But BSC's board chair and Peace Lutheran Pastor Jared Carson show up at the house. They say they're canceling the program immediately. No year of rewarding service. You have to be out of the house in a week. You'll get $500 if you sign something right now. No time to consult anyone. You wonder what happened. BSC hints at financial reasons. But how could money become a critical issue so fast? Turns out the board is reacting to a respectful proposal by former BSC fellows for sensitivity training and other improvements. The proposal apparently ruffled feathers in BSC Peace Lutheran. Alumni were questioning the board's wisdom. The board said the alumni were, quote, badgering it. The alums promised by email not to initiate further contact to avoid badgering, but said they hoped they'd hear from the board. They didn't. Somehow the board construed that email as ending the conversation. Pastor Jared acknowledges that the board may not have handled the matter perfectly, but says the alums had been somewhat demanding, and the board needed to protect staff from taking time responding that it'd be better spent on other work. He also says the alums had so infected the new fellows with discontent that the new fellows couldn't have had a good year, so the program needed to be terminated. The abrupt action surprised and angered local nonprofits to which fellows had been assigned. Some worked out a new deal with their fellows, some couldn't. Everyone's sad. Pastor Jared said he's, quote, grieving as much as anyone. I'm sad, too. I like and respect Pastor Jared. BSC does good works here, such as its Refugee Welcome Ministry and Borderland Immersion Program. But the BSC board's action was harsh. Maybe the alums had somehow provoked the board, although the email strings don't show that. Seems more like someone at BSC couldn't or wouldn't deal thoughtfully with a challenging situation. You'd think the board could talk with the fellows before racing in with guns drawn. The board's action harmed some fellows' feelings for their church. It angered parishioners. Why had a local institution known for promoting justice, kindness, and humility fallen so short of those in this case? These are the good guys. It's a reminder that even the best of us can stumble.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.